Hacker. Congratulations to you if you came up with Hammer and Hack Aaron.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. My brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing about love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Now I got a hammer, and I got a bell. Song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
The Kronos Quartet at the Saturday Light Brigade, and If I Had a Hammer from their album in tribute to Pete Seeger. You think we can sneak in one more song with hammer in its motif? I think we can if I look carefully enough. And let's try this one, Donna Ulysses and Sam Bush.
Tell him I'm gone.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Donna Ulysses along with Sam Bush, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. All throughout February, the Saturday Light Brigade is celebrating Black History Month. It was our pleasure to work with Women of the Aurora Reading Club during its 125th anniversary celebration. The Aurora Reading Club of Pittsburgh is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, reading clubs in the United States that was founded by and for Black women. It had its 125th anniversary several years ago. There's also a club in Greensburg that goes back about that same length of time. And here you'll hear some interviews with some members of the club, both older and newer.
In what ways does Aurora differ from the average book club?
Well, back in the day, the opportunities for African-American women were limited. We met together as groups. We were in segregated situations, so this made quite a difference. And the women that started this group had in mind that they wanted to lift as they climb. That meant that they had to share some of their own abilities poetically and in the arts, and they wanted to also work with other people to bring them along. So I think the lifting as they climb was so significant in terms of starting this group at the particular time that it was started, 1894. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot was going on back then that had to be changed.
When I was finding out more about the Aurora Reading Club and read a few things, it just really touched me, the fact that these were women who formed this reading club who were like a little bit under, I guess, 30 years of slavery. And that really stuck with me to this day. I think about how much they achieved in their efforts to get this reading club started.
I think we as women have been first in a lot of things, in a lot of jobs and opportunities. I was the first Black woman at our school, and some of the people that were in education at that time were the first Black to be head of that. This club has been here for a long time, and at that time, we as Blacks were not getting positions, but some of those very smart and astute women have moved on and have taken the load on their shoulders and have just carried us through.
When you read some of what the women have been involved in, it's really fascinating. For example, when all the African countries were getting their independence, they were very interested in what each country represented, and they would try to get representatives to even come from New York or Washington, D.C., to educate them about the country, the United Nations, even way back in the League of Nations period. It's much more than a book club. And then the activities in the community, I mean, when Medgar Evers was killed, they were quite involved in all of that movement in the South.
Yeah, and I think more recently, I think we've been concentrating on books and reading books. But historically, the club members actually would write papers and deliver the papers to the club.
We have had so many rich partnerships over the years. We heard some stories from Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures. We've partnered with Carnegie Libraries. We've worked very closely, most especially with the Homewood Library and Denise Graham. We have partnered with Friday Club of Greensburg, La Roche College, as well as those partnerships are mutually beneficial. We also have done some grant making, and I'm really proud of that. So we've supported a number of nonprofit organizations, not just in Pittsburgh, but we also made a nice donation to the African American Museum at the Smithsonian when they were opening. So our presence in the community is something that's really important to me.
Learn more about the Aurora Reading Club by exploring neighborhoodvoices.org. Those recordings captured by Janessa Schuller, SLB Director of Programs, on April 22nd, 2019.
It's a lonely moon with a different name. La Luna, La Luna. It's that old gold light, but it's not the same without you now, without you. As the light shines into my lonely room, I recall how we used to walk beneath the moon. It's so hard to know that tonight somewhere the moon is shining down on you and I'm not there. It's a lonely moon with a different name. La Luna, La Luna. It's that old gold light, but it's not the same without you now, without you. Wilder then, I am wiser now, and I know I have to make it back to you somehow. It's a long way home, but tonight I'll go, and I'll leave behind this lonely moon of Mexico. It's a lonely moon with a dear La Luna, La Luna. It's that old gold light, but it's not the same without you now, without you. Without you now, without you.
You and Katie Moffitt at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our crossword puzzle of the air, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, coming up.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Also coming up, you'll hear another selection from Keb Moe and his brand new album that we're pleased to feature this morning. The album is called Good to Be. Now, see if you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air. This week, there are 9 blanks to fill in, 9 letters. And the clue is official statement. Official statement. The second letter is F, as in fee. And the fifth letter is D, as in diagram. The clue, official statement, 9 letters. Letter number 2 is an F, and the fifth letter is a D. Share your answer with us if you know it. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. Good luck. Keb Moe. The song is called So Good to Me. The album Good to Be.
Closed down market, picking up the papers with his worn out shoes. In his eyes you see no pride, and hanging loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. Clothes in rags, She's no time for talking. She just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into carrier bags. So how can you tell me that you're mourning when you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something.
What a version of that song. That's Punch Brothers with Streets of London. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And just moments ago, we also had a chance to hear from Keb Mo. So Good to Me, the name of the song from his latest album. Hello to Terry McDonald. Terry, thank you for the message that you sent. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I shall. Terry sent a message via Facebook. We try our best to get to all of our messages as quickly as we can. Hello to Bill Diskin, also, and Anthony, it's nice to have you tuned in today. Tommy in Pleasant Hills knew the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. And let's see who else came up with the correct answer. Zach in Pittsburgh also got it. Well done, Zach. And Ross said that Sharon got the correct answer, and words are her thing, you know. Tommy in Virginia also got it. I mentioned Stu, I do believe, in McCandless. And Linda got the correct answer. Oh, no, did she? Let me see. Yes, Linda got it. I had to scroll down just a bit. And the word we were looking for this morning, we gave you the clue, official document or official statement is the way we phrased it. Nine letters, second letter F, fifth letter D. Did you come up with the word we were looking for? Did you get it? Affidavit. Affidavit. A-F-F-I-D-A-V-I-T. Affidavit. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. We will have another puzzle coming up in about 15 minutes. High Clue is its name. Maybe you know about the musical Rent, which has been around now for about 15 years or so, and you're going to get a chance to consider seeing it when it's presented in Greensburg, coming up as the Greensburg Civic Theater presents its production of Rent. And it's a pleasure to have Edward Bastido with us, who is the director of that production. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. I have not seen Rent, and it's one I would love to add to my collections of productions I've seen.
Okay.
It's a great story of a bunch of young folks triumphing to be successful artists, human beings, and friends, members of relationships. I've seen scenes from it, and it looks like just a miraculous show. Have you directed it before?
I have not. I have had the privilege to see the original Broadway cast, and I've seen it countless amount of times in Pittsburgh, in New York. You know, little community theaters do it. But this is my first time directing it.
That's got to be very exciting for you. Did I do a decent job of kind of explaining the setting for it? You certainly could do a better job than I.
Yeah, it's a group of friends living with AIDS and not with AIDS, and drug addiction, and it's friendship. And it's their year in the life of them, and them struggling to live on the streets, and living in Alphabet City, in tents. So yeah, it's all of that, as well as what you said.
Wow, and there I forgot the motif also of living in New York City and the challenges there. Are most of the characters artists? My memory seems to be that that's the case.
A lot of, so Mark, he's the narrator. So he's the life force of the show. Then you have Roger, who is an artist. Mimi, who's an artist. Maureen, an artist. Joanne, who's the lawyer, who helps the artist get their contracts, to get their money. In the ensemble, every one of them is an artist. They all do their own little thing, whether it be handstands or it's like the street performer. So that's kind of what they are.
Oh, that's really entertaining. So you've got a chance, I would imagine, to showcase some really talented actors as well as tell a story that I'm sure is an emotional roller coaster of both
that sure is.
successes and tragedy. How did you go about finding a cast? Are these primarily local folks?
So I have people coming from Connellsville to Greensburg, Mount Lebanon to Greensburg, Cranberry to Greensburg, and it was a crazy audition process.
I'll bet.
A lot of amazing talented people that came out, and it was such a hard decision on who to choose and who fit well with each other. And yeah. I'm sure people who came out were like, oh, I got this part, but they didn't fit well with the other character that they mirrored in the entire show. It just wouldn't look right or fit right.
Would you say that Rent is, as a director, is unusual in that regard, and that the ensemble really needs to be curated for its group dynamic as well as for individual actors?
They do, because, it's a musical, but it's not your typical musical. It's a rock opera. There's very minimal words spoken in the show, and if it is, it's spoken in tempo. So to pick that right person, they had one exude energy from the time they walked in the door to the time they left and mimic almost a rock style vocal. A typical Broadway or musical theater person, it could sometimes be very strenuous on the voice because it's a different style of singing.
Yeah, so that's got to be a real challenge. Well, you open coming up on the 11th of February, and
yeah.
That's not too far away. That's this coming Friday night. And the run is just that weekend, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Tell us about the venue and how you can find more information and tickets.
Yeah, so it's at the Greensburg Garden Civic Center. It's a small little art space. There's people in there. There's different rooms where they can learn how to play piano, vocals, violin, things like that. But then they have this beautiful auditorium. It doesn't seat very many, but it's a great space. The orchestra always performs in there. Other community theaters use that space as well. It's a nice space, and way to get tickets is you can visit thepalacetheater.com or greensburgcivictheater.com and purchase your tickets for there.
And Greensburg Civic Theater has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And so this is not just a one-off. I think you've got 70-plus years of history. With the theater. So when you go to that website, you can learn more about the theater's past and about other productions that are that will be coming up after Rent. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
Get your tickets soon. They're going fast.
Well, thank you, Edward Bastido. It's great to speak with you today, and I wish you the very best of luck as you get ready to open on February 11th. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Rent, produced by Greensburg Civic Theater, February 11th through the 13th. More information available at greensburgcivictheater.com. And actually, gctheater.org is probably your best website to go to, gctheater, with an R-E, .org.
The The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went down to the river, I lay down to sleep. Well, I went down to the river, lay me down to sleep. I woke up, had shackles on my feet. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man who sang a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. Chain around my leg, 21 links of chain around my leg. On each link, there's an initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. Song. If anyone would ask you who composed your song, tell it was I, and I won't be worried long. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long.
J.D. Crow and Ricky Wasson here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
So nice to have you with us today. It is cold outside today, and last we checked, the roads were a little slippery. So do take care. February 5th, 2022 is the date. And we have our haiku puzzle for you right now. We're about to give you a haiku that leads to an answer. See if you can solve the puzzle based on the 17 syllables you're about to hear. Are you ready? Schultz featured him in 1968 as his first black character. Schultz featured him in 1968 as his first black character. 412-200-5975. If you can solve our haiku, 17 syllables, one answer. Good luck. Share your answer with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org. /radio. Nora Jane Struthers next.
Mockingbird sitting in a tree, working out a new melody, each movement a new love note, and oh, every morning a brand new tune. All the other birds are always fooled, but he's just singing for his heart. It's not for sunstream.
Sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got around here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Sits there in all of its glory on Monday morning, way over in a corner of the basement, going. Mm. but the old one went. Well, I cried when I see that brand new automatic washing machine, 'cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet. 'Cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine, but the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going, but the old one went.
John Hartford with every last little bit of the end to the good old electric washing machine. That was actually released as a 45 RPM record, believe it or not. I remember when that came out. We're in the midst of solving our high clue. And hello to Larry and Vanessa before they are out of signal range. It's so nice to hear from them. Larry and Van are in Guanacaste, Costa Rica today listening. And they're getting ready to be outside of Wi-Fi range, but I am glad you're enjoying the vacation. And Larry and Vanessa knew the correct answer to our high clue, with good reason to do so, I might add. Do you know the correct answer? Why don't you call? Join us on the radio, 412-200-5975. You can give us an impromptu weather report, too. Here are the 17 syllables in this week's high clue. Schultz featured him in 1968 as his first black character. We'll leave it open for a few more moments. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 as you work on it and consider calling. I'll let you know that a correct answer also came in from Angie in Mars, Tommy in Virginia, Stu in McCandless, Tom in McCandless. And I think there were a few others too. I'll double check. 412-200-5975 is how you can participate. Debbie Tobin got the correct answer, representing Beaver County and Aliquippa today. And Bob, nice to hear from you. He also got the correct answer. They are both playing along on Facebook. There's quite a long backstory to the answer. And if you go to our website at slbradio.org/radio and click on the link to today's high clue, you can read about the story. It all began with Harriet Glickman writing a letter to Charles Schultz shortly after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, asking if there could be a black character added to Peanuts. And the two went back and forth, and Charles Schulz initially did not want to do it for a number of reasons. Perhaps most importantly, at least as his correspondence represents, he didn't feel that he could draw the character or represent the character authentically. But the two went back and forth, and their letters have been published. And ultimately, back in 1968, came the debut of the character Franklin in the comic strip Peanuts. And we've linked to just, I'll put it more prominently on our Facebook page, a very beautiful frame where Franklin is putting out his hand and Linus and Franklin are shaking hands. Franklin says, "Hi, I'm Franklin." And Linus says, "I'm very glad to know you." And that's become pretty much an iconic frame from a cartoon. Congratulations if you came up with Franklin from a comic strip, I should say, a panel from a comic strip, not a frame from a cartoon. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Larry wrote back with a weather report that we can all vicariously enjoy in Costa Rica. It's 80 degrees and sunny. And as he and Van listen, they are watching wild parakeets from their balcony. I would kind of not mind being there at all myself. In fact, you could... join us, as far as I'm concerned. Joining us now is Pam Komar from Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. Hello, Pam. It's nice to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And it's been so long since we've talked or seen one another. And it's also been so long since folks have been able to see live performances in person in the Cultural District. And Cirque Mechanics is presenting Birdhouse Factory as presented by by Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. It's coming up on February 12th, and I'm really excited to learn more about this production. What's going to happen?
So it's a really amazing contemporary circus. So you won't find animals on stage. You'll just find really talented athletes and artists creating a beautiful circus in the setting of a factory. So the stage is filled with all kinds of mechanical elements that are turned into circus equipment. So it's amazing. There's so many STEM and STEAM connections in this production.
Oh, this sounds like so much fun. Where are the folks from that are part of the troupe?
They're based in the U.S., so it's wonderful. They don't have all that far to come.
How do you find folks like this to bring to Pittsburgh? That's got to be a challenge.
Yeah, it's a fun part of the job, really, is, you know, reviewing videos, talking to artists. Pre-pandemic, going to performances all over the world to see what Pittsburghers might like. So it's my favorite part.
It's a big responsibility, too. Birdhouse Factory, Cirque Mechanics, and let's see, it looks like you've, the performance is only going to be February 12th, right? Just the 12th.
Yes.
One performance. And there's a nice video where you can get a preview of it if you go to the website of Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. We've linked to it. And it looks like it's going to be just a great show. I don't know how to describe it. I'm just looking at some of the gizmos and props that are used by the people. It seems to me like these actors have got to be they're really circus performers, have to be in incredible condition to do these things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a feat of, you know, athleticism as well as, you know, lots of training goes into it. And, you know, you can equate it to me, circus is like sneaky dance. It's a really fun way to, you know, incorporate movement into the theater and to showcase this wonderful talents. You know, these artists have worked for years to be able to do what they do, and in such a beautiful way. The lighting is just gorgeous in the show. And like I said, there's all these mechanical things on stage. So it's really interesting to look at these contraptions and to figure out what they've invented to replace traditional circus equipment.
Yeah, you'll see some Rube Goldberg-type items,
yeah.
I think, plus ways that a trampoline is used that will defy your expectations, and a contortionist. Or a contortionist or two will be there. Plus, I think you've got some unicyclists that are part of it as well.
Yes, lots of wheels in the show.
Well, it sounds terrific. It's suitable for all, and masking and, you know, safety is paramount. It's at the Byam Theater, February 12th at 7 o'clock. Anything else you want to mention about tickets or the, you know, a lot of folks are getting back in the habit of attending live programs again, and there might be some special reminders you'd like to give.
Sure. Yeah, the tickets are really affordable, $12. And like you said, everyone is masked. The adults have vaccine checks, and it's going to be a great introduction back to theater. It's a really feel-good show.
Well, it's exciting to know that that's happening, and it's one time only, February 12th, 1 week from today at 7 o'clock at the Byam Theater. And anything else that's going to be coming up that you'd like to mention? I'm sure you're working on a full season.
Yeah, live theater is back in the Cultural District in Pittsburgh. And for families in particular, we have two other shows coming up. And the first is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, from the Kennedy Center on March 27th. And that's for littler kids. It's a beautiful musical interpretation of this book by the same title by Mo Willems. And then following that, our friend Pete the Cat is coming back to the Byam as well. And that is also a musical interpretation of a book by the same title. So it's really exciting to be bringing these events back for families. It's been a long time, and you know, we all need a little imagination and creativity and inspiration, and that can happen in the theater. So it's really exciting to have all of this in the works and to welcome everyone back.
Absolutely, and it's good to just get outside of yourself, get a little input from beyond yourself and the cocoon that maybe you found yourself living in for the past months or even years in some cases. So enjoy the cultural district, beautiful atmosphere, and you can get more information at trustarts.org. Pam, it's really good to talk to you. It's been way too long.
Good to talk to you too. Thank you.
Thanks. And that production, once again, is called Cirque Mechanics at the Byam Theater, February 12th at 7 o'clock. Sun's up, and we're glad you are. Tommy mentions he's watching chickadees from his icy patio today. And good morning to Randy and Polly. Randy writing that he spent a lot of time in Costa Rica back in the 80s. And I think this is Randy and hopes to get back there someday. So you've got some good company, Larry and Van, and knowing that Randy of Randy and Polly and Emlinton have spent some time right where you are.
My only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine.
Sky.
That's the group Harmonica Pocket at the Saturday Light Brigade and broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and you. This is Larry Berger and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WI, UPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR. Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Sounds just like the falling of my tears. But I know just what to do for getting over you with my new friend, whiskey, wine, and beer. Honky tonk night, that's my new life. I'm a whiskey drinking fool, sitting on an old bar stool. But the good news is your memory's fading fast.
Tucks me in and says goodbye.
Honky tonk night, my new life. I'm a whiskey drinking fool, sitting on an old bar stool. But the good news is your memory's fading fast.
That's Del McCurry.
The news is, your fast.
You say McCurry and I say McCurry, along with Vince Gill.
Boom, boom. How much is that dog in the window?
And that song is called Honky Tonk Nights.
How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale.
Well, the sound hound is here. Are you ready for him? He's going to present a sound to you very shortly.